Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you here will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in, our helper, to think through my mind and speak to my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke and remind you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. Father, this we ask and covenant with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, praise God. We're going to continue our teaching on angels, who they are, and their purpose. Angels, who they are, and their purpose. And we found out by the word of God that angels are heavenly beings created by God. They are celestial spirits whose domain is in the spirit realm. But they can manifest themselves into other forms when given assignments in the natural world. Please open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 1. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. And it says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? And so we see now that angels are sent forth to minister to those who will inherit salvation in the future, those who will become children of God. Angels, according to the Bible, are celestial spirits sent to minister to those who will inherit salvation and to believers who will inherit the kingdom or preside over God's kingdom as a reward for their service to the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? So there will be rewards for your service as to the Son. And also, there will be a penalty for your non-service to the Son. The judgment will be for the Lord to decide. Amen. Angels also are to protect, to inform, and to worship for those who they are sent to. Now, our last time together, we were discussing the power and the authority of your words in relationship to angels. So please turn to Proverbs chapter 18 in your Bibles. Proverbs chapter 18, and please go to verse 21. And it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. You give angels the ability to protect, to inform, and to worship on your behalf when you use the authority given to you by your words. Amen? Words matter. They matter, no matter what you might think. Now, we must understand, we are not to provoke the angels. We are not to provoke the angels. Please go to the book of Exodus 23. Again, that's Exodus chapter 23. And please go to verse 20 through 23. And it says, now, God is speaking to the nation of Israel. So he says, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. Verse 23. For my angel will go before you and bring you in the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Amen. So we see here that we are instructed that do not provoke the angel. Beware of him and obey his voice. Amen. Now, notice that God said, an angel will go before thee and bring thee to the place. Now, what was that place? That place was the land of milk and honey, the promised land that was given to the children of Israel. That place that God has prepared was the promised land, the land that flowed with milk and honey. He, God said, I've given an angel to bring you to the place that I prepared for you. God has already prepared this wonderful land for the children of Israel. It's my will that you, the nation of Israel, go there. So it was God's will. It was his word for the children of Israel to go into the promised land. I've already given the land to you. It belongs to you. So this land belonged to the children of Israel, even though it was occupied by other nations. It's yours, and I've assigned a special angel to keep you in the way while you are going and bringing you to the place that I have given you. Amen. So they had a special escort to take them into the promised land. Amen. Now, Canaan, the promised land that flowed with milk and honey, was God's will for Israel, and he had assigned an angel to make sure they made it there. Yet, because of the disobedience of some of the children of Israel, thousands of them died in the wilderness and never made it to the promised land. Everyone from 20 years of age and older died in the wilderness over a 40-year period because they wouldn't believe God and accept the direction of the angel. They provoked the angel. They murmured and complained against God. They provoked the angel that God had assigned to them. Amen. God had warned them, saying, beware of him and obey his voice. You know, it's kind of like your children. When you tell your children to do something and they just don't pay any attention, just like they don't hear you at all. It's like they ignore you. And that's the way the children of Israel was doing the angel. They just ignored him. They provoked him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. God told them, do not disobey the angel. Now, this passage, my name is in him, is perhaps the strongest identification of the angel with God. Yahweh himself, the divinity, and it involves his mercifulness and righteous character. Yahweh is derived from the Hebrew verb for to be and means I am who I am. Now let's turn right quick to the books of Exodus and let's see where God was saying about I am who I am. Let's go to Exodus chapter 3 and let's read verse number 14, please. Exodus 3 and 14. And it says, and God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. So I am, which means present tense. I am. So God is a present tense God. He's not tomorrow or he's not yesterday. He's a God that is always in the present tense. Now, God was talking about personal sin when he was talking about transgressions. Okay, excuse me. He was not talking about personal sin, but about provoking an angel. But in some degree, it is a sin because you have disobeyed the angel of God. Amen. An angel won't forgive you if you provoke him. He is not human. He doesn't have to forgive. In other words, God is saying that you will reap a just recompense of reward for what you speak. This is what provoked the angels. They heard the children of Israel say they did not mix faith with it. They, the children of Israel, heard what God said, but they did not mix faith with it. They refused to believe God. They complained and said, we are all going to die out here in the wilderness. And some did because they provoked the angel and they received a just recompense of reward. They received the results of what they said. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life. And it's up to you because God has given us the power, the ability to either speak death to our lives or life to our lives. Amen. You've heard people talk about having the wilderness experience and claim that those experiences have made them stronger. But it didn't work that way for the Israelites. The wilderness experience didn't make them stronger. Many of them died in the wilderness, even though God had provided them a supernatural deliverance. Many of you have heard people say that experience is the best teacher. You remember? Which is not the best case in all circumstances. Experience is not the best teacher. Now, let me give you an example. Say, for instance, you were always kind of curious what alcohol tastes like. And I came to you because I used to drink alcohol and I told you, hey, you don't want to be involved in alcohol because number one, it does not do anything to you for you. It has no nutritional value. You're going to spend your money and you're going to eventually get drunk and you won't be able to control your senses. And you just be out of control. As a matter of fact, it's just darn right bad for you. But yet you wanted to do it for yourself. So what you do, you start drinking and you get drunk. And thank God you don't get behind the wheel of a vehicle and have an accident and injure someone and perhaps even kill someone to say that you want the experience of how it feels to drink. You can eliminate that whole problem by wisdom. In that case, experience is not the best teacher, but wisdom is the best teacher. If you had taken my advice, because I told you, number one, it's going to cost you extra money. Number two, it's not good for you. It has no nutritional value. And then number three, it's going to mess with your equilibrium and you're going to get drunk and you will not be able to control your natural senses. Instead of being taught by wisdom, you're going to try to use experience. And in this case, experience is not the best teacher. That's just one. I can name several other circumstances where you should learn by wisdom rather than experience. But wisdom is the best teacher, and the advice from someone who has had the same ordeal would greatly benefit you from making a mistake. Don't allow Satan to deceive you with his lies and half-truths, because that's the way he does it. He's the father of lies, and he's going to continue to lie until everyone that he comes in contact with is destroyed. You should take heed to this and make sure you don't provoke your angels concerning the promises of God. Amen. Now, please turn to Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. Don't provoke your angels. Then let's go to verses 15 to 17. Now, it tells us this is the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. And angels played an important role in this act of judgment. Here we see the results of angels that are provoked. So let's go to verse number 15. It says, when the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city. And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hands, his wife's hands, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside of the city. So it came to pass, when they brought them outside, that he said, escape for your life. Do not look back, nor stay anywhere in the plain. So the angels told them, don't look back and don't stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed. Now, this is what Lot did. Lot pleaded with the angels to let them flee to a nearby city rather than the mountains. So let's go to verse 21 through 26. And let's see what Lot said or asked the angel. So that's Genesis 19, beginning with verse 21. And he said to him, see, I have favored you concerning this thing also, in that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. Therefore, the name of the city is called Zoar. The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstones and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the city, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back, behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. She provoked the angels. The angels already told them to escape. Do not look back. And do not stay anywhere on the plane. But his wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. The two angels came to deliver Lot and his family because the city of Sodom was destroyed. I want you to notice that the word spoken by the angel was firm and unwavering. Everything the angel said came to pass, just as he said it would. He instructed them to escape and not to look back. But Lot's wife disobeyed and looked back. Kind of reminds me of another lady. Her name was Eve. He said, but Lot's wife disobeyed and looked back. When she did, she was turned into a pillar of salt. The word of the angel was firm and unwavering. Lot's wife, disobedient, provoked the angel, and she received the just recompense of reward. Angels are going to play, whether you believe it or not, an important role in directing us in the day on Christ's return. We must be sensitive to the ministry of angels. According to Scripture, they give direction in life when the heat is on. Take heed that you do not let things slip away from you. An angel appeared to Paul, remember, in the 27th chapter of the book of Acts, and told him how to save the lives of the people on the ship. Remember the men that they were escaped on the ship to go to Crete, and they were told not to go, but they wanted to go anyway. Well, when you start believing in the ministries of angels, you will have a more manifestation of their ministry. Did you get that? It says, when you start believing in the ministry of angels, you will have a more manifestation of their ministry. But don't go to get angels to appear to you. Don't be go looking for them. You're not to do that. Just believe the word of God and believe the supernatural ministry to come as you need it. Amen? It will come as you need it. But don't go looking for them. A lot of people do that. And then what they end up, they be getting a different type of spirit, another spirit that is not from God, but is from Satan. And you have to deal with that. And sometimes you might not be strong enough. Your faith might not be strong enough to handle temptation from Satan. Amen. So don't go and be looking for angels. They will appear when they have to appear. Amen. You release angels by your words. You release angels by your words because death and life are in the power of your words. God's word is his will. Amen. Mankind was created in the image of God and in his likeness. Therefore, the angels take man's word as being God's will. Amen. Amen. The angels take our word as being man's will. Amen. Because we're made in the likeness and the image of God. So we have to make sure that when we do speak, that the words that we speak line up with the word of God. Because you release your angels by your words. Amen. You release your angels by your word. Now, releasing the angels, God's will or God's word is his will. Man is created in the image of God and in his likeness. Therefore, the angels take man's word as being man's will. Now go to Proverbs 16, chapter 1. Proverbs 16, chapter 1. Chapter 16, verse 1. When you're there, say amen. Okay. And it says this: the preparations of the heart belongs to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Amen. So we have to understand that releasing angels come from the man's mouth, what he says. Amen. Well, you know what? I'm just about out of time for today's teaching on angels, but I hope that you got something out of it in the name of Jesus. But I'm inviting you to join us again next week as we will continue our teaching on angels. We're just about finished with this, but you can go into our website and you can go into our archives. And if you miss any session, you're able to go back and review them for further study. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.